Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Thinking time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to Roundtable Thursday with myself, William Bernard, Bruce Fragus, and Russa Hood. And tonight's special guest, we have Audrey Trujillo, who is here with us tonight. And of course, Russell, how you doing, brother?
Oh, hanging in there, brother. Over here in the booming metropolis of DeSoto, Texas. Hell, I thought I was back in Somalia for a minute, man. It's fucking dark around here, bro.
Well, I tell you, yeah, they had a mass shooting, two mass shootings, and Roger called it. And as a matter of fact, if you remember, he said this before the election, the primaries come along, there's going to be probably a mass shooting. Well, here we are at one up in Texas, at the Corpus Christi, where there's a terrorist attack there, and another one up in Arizona. So...
Yeah, I gotta do something again, you know. I mean, I'm just, nothing surprises me anymore with these fuckers, man, I swear, you know, it's just like, they're predictable,
yeah. we've been telling everybody
all along it's gonna get worse before the friggin' elections get started and stuff like that, and here we are, you know. So I mean, nobody should be surprised or panicking or having cows or anything, you know.
Right. But you know, at least it's not the what are those called? The hornets, the big hornets supposed to be coming in. What happened with all that?
They
had the Jumanji thing going for a while there, and all of a sudden they got quiet, you know. But Audrey, welcome to the show. Audrey's not a stranger here. She's helped me run the show a couple of times, and we worked together doing a rally last year up in Santa Fe. And this year she's running for a seat up here in Bernalillo. Audrey, why don't you let everybody know who you are and just tell them what you're running for, and we'll go from there.
Hi, thank you, Joseph, for having me. It's been a little while. We've been real busy. I'm actually running for House of Representatives for District 23, It's a state legislative position. And I'm going against actually one of the gun-grabbing co-writers of the Red Flag Law, Damon Eli.
Mm-hmm.
That's his position. Right now, we just need to get our Republicans in there, conservatives, people that are constitutionally based. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to fight back that way. We're outnumbered mm-hmm. in the Senate and also in the House. And if we
exactly,
can't get that,
man.
You know, one of those at least
that's
in there. Yes,
that's New Mexico. Yes, brother, it
all
is.
Right. Well,
here's what's going on. Here's
y'all
what's
need
going
help
on.
There, that's for sure.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, here's what's going
it's,
on.
It's going crazy over here in New Mexico for sure.
Yeah, and here's what's going on. Well, today the governor did a live stream with this group. Want to take action against gun store owners to shut down the gun store, the gun shops and everything. And, you know,
yeah, they're a progressive,
all
they're
mm-hmm.
a progressive group. They're funded
mm-hmm.
by Bloomberg. And one of them
yeah.
is Mothers Demand Action Group. And then Every Town or something like Every Town something. I can't remember the rest of the, but these groups come in, they're the ones that you see with the big red or orange shirts that come in and, you know,
mm-hmm.
demand institutional rights and
mm-hmm.
take away their guns, and they promote these gun grabbing laws, and they're based out of you know, basically fear mongering
mm-hmm.
people to think that the weapon is something bad, when you know you have
yeah.
you can't legislate the heart. So
yep,
they come
exactly.
in and these are some of the people that I'm going to be, you know, coming up against if I do get, you know, when I start running against Damon Eli. I do have a primary. So we got to get through the
mm.
primary first. June 2nd is our voting. But, yeah, these people are hell-bent on taking away your rights and my rights to,
yep.
to own a firearm, you know, to
right.
against our tyrannical government. You know, that's what we have right now. We have a tyrant in the governance right now, and she
mm.
is absolutely,
you
know,
have
working
you noticed?
Her power.
Right, and have you noticed, too, that I was going to say that she's overreaching her powers, and by she's using the health department to overreach them powers. I don't know if anybody's
yeah,
caught on to that or not.
Yeah, she's using her emergency order executive power privilege, and that's the only reason that she's getting away with this stuff. But now she's looking at other angles where she can use that power, and that's now on our Second Amendment rights. So
mm-hmm.
this
exactly.
lady is out of control.
I've got a question for both of y'all, since you're both in New Mexico there. Where's the New Mexico Supreme Court on this stuff? Because the governor's executive order only has 28 days of duration.
Well,
right.
here's the thing about that here in New Mexico, Russell, is that the Supreme Court is ruled, I forgot the family. What was the name of the family here that's real powerful, Audrey, that controls everything? They do what they're told.
Lujan.
Who
I
are
mean,
they?
They've been in business for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
and I think, you know, the one thing that she tends to stop and really consider is the fact that we have one of the strongest constitutions, state constitutions, that favors
mm-hmm.
the Second Amendment rights. I mean, they're
right.
there's, you know, it's like do not infringe. There's like, you're not even supposed to permit any kind of permits for concealed carry, nothing. And
mm-hmm.
and we have that law. In order for them to overturn that, they would have to take it to the Supreme Court, and that has not
mm-hmm.
been done. But the only
not
reason
yet.
Why, like I was telling you, not yet, but they're going to try. You know, they want to
mm-hmm.
take away and disarm the people. And that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what Hitler did. You know, before
right.
he you know, did what he did with the people, he took away their arms and said that he was going to keep them safe, and it was for their own safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask is, once you're in office, if you get elected, what is one of the first steps are you going to take when you get in there?
Well, I'm definitely a constitutionalist, and I think any law that is infringing on our constitutional rights needs to be taken out. We need to rescind it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one main one that I'm looking at is the Red Flag Law. That's one
right.
number ones. If we don't have our our rights as citizens to bear arms and not have due process, and someone can come in and take our private property without due process, you know, there's a problem there. You know, it's not only is it unconstitutional, it's actually very, very dangerous to have something in place like that, because, you know, anybody knows if you come into a situation and say a girlfriend or a boyfriend or somebody's mad at you or whatever, and they come to your house, you have the the police officers come to your house and basically demand that you give them your weapons, your weapons that you paid for without any due process. I don't think that's going to fare well, especially with, you know, veterans and people who really hold, you know, strongly their values of the Second Amendment.
And I feel basically that's what it's aimed at. I feel that it's aimed at our veterans because, you know, the government fears our veterans more than they fear us because of our training background and everything. So that's where it's basically targeted at, too. You know,
a lot of things they're doing, even just legalizing medical marijuana. Right there, you know, it was a way to, you know, instead of helping veterans to cope with PTSD and other problems that they were having, or as soon as you register with that card, you're in the registry, whether you like it or not, and you're not allowed to own a firearm. So you're giving out rights for medicine, and there's nothing that states that the, you know, marijuana or any kind of you know, something like that's going to hinder your ability to own a firearm.
That's why you're better off to get it out in the streets and get a medical card.
Exactly.
You know?
I tell everybody, don't get it. Don't do it.
All right. Me too. I know. Russell, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask Audrey?
Well, no. But just what you're just speaking about, these red flag laws and that kind of stuff, I don't think they realize the can of worms that they're opening and the danger that they're going to be putting the people in that they expect to enforce these laws and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Especially as where we watched the country go in the last couple of months or even the last couple of years, if you want to go that far, people are tired of the corruption. They're tired of government intrusion, and I really don't think people are going to stand for it. I think you're going to hear some shots, and history books say the shot that was heard around the world because they're fixing to cross the line. They're not going to be able to back up from.
Well, it's kind of strange, but me and Joseph were talking today, and it was like, you know, everything is done very strategically. And like today we had her talking about, you know, all these ways to take away our guns and talking about the red flags, enforcing them and everything. And then we have the mass shootings, you know, all of a sudden we have a mass shooting. So now they're getting, you know, they're getting support to give some meat behind their madness of wanting to take our guns away. You know, this is organized. This is very organized. You know, this party is extremely evil. It's you know, we're battling not only,
especially,
you know, politics
when you got Bloomberg in there in the middle of it, forking his money here at our state.
And you can, I mean, Audrey, you can ask Joseph. I'm not just picking on you, but you can ask Joseph. That is one of my triggers when people go, well, this party's evil. Well, Audrey, I hope you realize and accept the fact that the majority of the Republicans in the House and in the Senate, the establishment one, are just
absolutely
as guilty and just as anti-American as the left is. So, you know, let's put the blame, let's be fair with the blame. We need to
constitutionalists
back in office.
Right, I agree with you. We have rhinos. We have, you know, we have very horrible people in office that are not protecting our constitutional rights. And like you said,
Audrey,
our basis is the Constitution.
Well, Audrey, why do you think we pick on Mark Rushini so much? He's a rhino.
Right. Well, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, when you ask a person, this is a question that I was asked personally, and they asked, when you get into office, are you going to be a leader for the people, or are you going to be a representative representing the people? And I said, I'm a representative. You know, I am representing the voice of the people. I am not running for either party. I'm running for the people. That's my priority. I'm going to be a voice for what my constituents, you know, what to protect our rights, number one, but also to listen to our constituents, because we're representatives. We represent the people. We're not there to lead anybody as far as be their leader. I mean, yes, we can lead them into, you know, conservative legislature and help, you know, push those kind of things that are going to really give us the fundamental core values of what we, what America is. You know, that's leading the people, but not being a leader above the people. We have a tyrant in office right now as a governor. She thinks she's a queen, you know, and someone needs to knock her off her crown, off her seat there, because she's getting out of hand.
I know Mayor Hicks. I talked to his right hand, Sammy Garcia, and he had told me that they're working on the bond issue. As you all know, that I've been preaching on this for months. It's, you and I found out about this, Audrey, that she's not bonded.
So, let me talk about a little bit of the bonding issue, which I found out a little bit more research. It's actually good that she's not bonded for the simple fact because she's liable now. So when you get bonded, the state of New Mexico insures you. They insure your signature on anything that's legal that you, you know, like bills or whatever she's signing off on. For her not being bonded right now, if she gets sued, she can be civilly sued. Personally, not by, and it's not the state that's going to be sued. It's going to be her for negligence. For any of these things that she's pushing and passing that she signs with her signature and she her signature not being insured. So it's actually a good thing in a way that she's not, because, you know, we want her legally responsible. We don't want the state. I mean, the state is or the taxpayers. The taxpayers are going to be paying all these, you know, shoes that are going to come up against her. Because, you know, these things that she's passing and doing is are going to all come. All these businesses and restaurants that lost their businesses and wages and just all the things that have been, you know, the
going
result
down.
Of these closures,
well,
yeah,
we
she's going to be responsible.
Other states, right, we see these in other states, and we know that she's following North End's lead. Not a lot of people realize this, but her and Northam up in California, they're related. They're cousins.
Oh, wow.
No, but a lot of people don't
know
this. And everything. That's why those two are so close. And everything, but they're related, they're cousins. So that's why she's following the. You notice it's the same patterns that he does, the same patterns that the governor is doing in Michigan right now. You know, they're all doing the same patterns.
Well, I think one thing that, excuse me, that really has, dang it, that really has these tyrant alarms. In the last 30, 60 days or so, is that and the reason they're pushing so hard to close these gun shops under this false pretense of a pandemic is the fact that in April of this year, 1,797,910 firearms were sold in April alone. Okay.
Yeah,
and you've got anti-gunners, pacifists. These aren't your normal run of this. What am I trying to say? This isn't your normal, gun enthusiast doing it. These are people who have never owned weapons before, and I think that's really setting off some red flags for them. I think that's one reason why the push has come back so strong.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that's exactly it. And they blame the NRA, you know, for that, saying that they fearmonger. But, you know, the fact is these policies are what create this what would you call it, like influx of buying guns, because people are afraid uh-huh. that, you know, this government is going to be, you know, it already is, you know, being used against us. We're the top of the heap, and we're supposed to, you know, government is not supposed to be above us. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a tyrannical type of governance and uh-huh. socialism and all this other stuff. And it's not bending well with anybody, because people don't like to be told what to do and what they can't do. And then this mask uh-huh. thing, where she's mandating the mask to wear them everywhere, even if you're not sick. You don't quarantine, you know, healthy people. You quarantine.
You know, that's
sick.
Called health. That's called house arrest, and that is unconstitutional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's created criminals of all of us by putting us under house arrest.
I think one thing that is really they call it being woke or whatever you want to call it right now, but I think one thing that's really snatched people into reality as to where we are as a country is what we've seen going on for the last 3 years. I mean, we have seen blatant abuse of power, mm-hmm. blatant corruption, and the things that we've seen happening, if you and I did it, it would take them about 6 months to stick us under the jailhouse so far that they'd have to pump in sunshine. But yet these elitists are walking around free
right.
and not even worried about going to jail. And I tell Joseph this all the time. They won't be indicted. They are above the law. So we don't have an equal mm-hmm. justice system. They're rulers. Right. They consider themselves rulers, a whole lot of them, Democrats,
yep.
Republicans mm-hmm. alike. And we've got a problem here. And a lot of people think we can fix this.
Well, we saw that
with ballot box. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can vote all day long and twice on Sunday, but you're not going to unseat these unelected deep state bureaucrats. And
right.
until
well, look at Maxine
we find
Waters,
a way to clean
Pelosi.
The house of them, we're not doing anything but spinning our wheels, and nothing's going to get any better. It's going to progressively
yep.
the only
worse.
Thing, honestly, the only thing that we have is time. And, you know, these people they're already up there in age. They're out, they're like in their 80s already. I mean, they've been in office for 50 years, some of them. And,
yep.
you know, they're getting old. They're getting senile. They're, you know, you can see it in the way they speak.
Yeah.
A lot of them can't even, you know, complete a sentence. They forget where they're at. They even forget
yeah.
the century.
Yeah.
You can see it. They're falling apart and they're getting old. And they're, you know, the only way they're going to, I hate to say it, probably vacate those positions is they're going to, you know, hopefully they just broke over, I guess. I hate to say that, but you know what I mean? I think that's the only thing that we can look at right now because of the corruption. You know, they're keeping in there. They're, look at Ruth Bader. This lady, we don't even know if she's alive. We have not even seen her. And yet she's still in the Supreme Court, you know, and it's because they don't want to lose that seat. Their power struggle is they just want to uh-huh. be in power. That's all. They'll do anything for power. And
yeah,
we're seeing
and
that across the
surprising.
Line.
What's surprising is I noticed before I got thrown in the face of the jail, I was talking to some liberals up in Santa Fe, and a lot of them are waking up. They're waking up. That's surprising me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're waking
well,
up.
Well, it's hitting their pockets now. Joseph,
yeah.
who do you think owns these businesses that are being shut down and deemed
yeah.
unessential? You know, it's like
yeah.
that's what needed to happen. I hate to say it, even though it sucks.
That's
for
what
the people
saying,
that are, you
yeah.
know. But mm-hmm. I think it needed to happen. It happened, you know, we needed to get these people slapped in the face. And the only way you can do
yeah.
that is by waking them up and showing them that, you know, where these people are really taking our country. They don't care about
no.
the people. They care about keeping power and the economy. Economy was
mm-hmm.
doing great. And what did they do?
Oh,
they destroyed
yeah.
it with this virus, you know, and it was only to take down a president because the president is unveiling all their corruption. And, you know,
exactly.
we're going to see a lot of things that are happening, and it's going to be very, we're going to be like, we told you so, you know, because we've been talking about this for
oh,
years.
Oh, I've been doing that.
Probably five,
I've been
6 years.
For last,
yeah.
I've been doing that
been
for three
years.
Or 4 months. Yeah, I've been saying
yeah.
I told you so for 3 months, you know, but even what they're saying with this pandemic, it's not as bad as what they're, I mean, you know, the lies are coming
well,
out.
Well, they just
now.
Came out with new scientific evidence that it isn't
oh,
as
yeah.
spreadable on surfaces. You know how they were saying that
yeah.
it lasts up to
yeah.
4 days or whatever it was, and it's like you have to do this, you have to do that. Well, now they're finding out that it's not even that spreadable on surfaces.
Oh, yeah.
But yet they're requiring
yeah.
every single person to wear a freaking mask. And you should see the damage those masks are doing to people,
yeah.
especially the elderly
yeah.
that are hard of hearing or
yeah.
the people that have hard of hearing in general. They're getting they're getting very angry. I mean, they go to places, like I went to the post office over here in our local post office, and there was a man in line, and then they have these plexiglass covers, right, from the post
yeah.
person that was working, the worker, and then there's a plexiglass,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the other side where you have the customer. Well, this man had a mask on, so did the other, the employee, and they were conversation, and he couldn't understand. He couldn't hear her. He's like, what? You know, and
yeah,
he was getting
yeah.
very, very, very agitated. And
I was just saying, hostile environment.
Yeah,
Rose, I couldn't hear, even with my hearing aids, I couldn't even hear what she was saying, you know.
Well,
we
don't realize, right, well, we don't realize how much we actually relift. And this whole mask thing is like it's very irritating, you know, especially if you have hard of hearing.
I've got some good news out of that. Well, Walmart is no longer mandating the mask laws. You all know I had issues.
And how are they getting away with it? You know, how are they getting away with it? Because I know they shut off water at one of the Valero gas stations because they weren't mandating it. They shut off the water right there at the Sandia Casino. we stopped there before we went to the Santa Fe rally. Yeah, they actually turned off their water in their business, and until they put up their sign and started making sure that they were only allowing a certain amount of people in the store, and they have to be have to have masks to enter.
Wow.
And
well,
that's how they're making them do it. They turn off their
utilities. If you remember, the governor stated that all people with health issues or whatever are exempt if you have a note. Well, Walmart was discriminating against people with disabilities and stuff. That's where I got mad at, because I went in, I told them I can't wear a mask because of my note. Well, we don't care about that note. You're not coming in here. I go, really? You go, you know that's discrimination.
Yeah, right? They'll refuse service to you. That's how they do it, is they will refuse service
to you. And,
we just got to freak in the stores that aren't doing it.
Yeah, well, they had so many calls. People called in, I guess, about it. So now they're not mandating this. You can wear a mask or you don't have to wear a mask at Walmart. So we kind of won that battle and everything. But, I mean, seriously, masks are unhealthy. You know, and stuff. And
they create toxicity. I mean, breathing in your own toxic dioxide,
yeah.
is not helping.
Eliminating your oxygen.
They had a story on the local news there in Houston last week and stuff. They're actually contributing automobile wreck death to wearing a mask. They were in their car driving with their mask on, which looks silly as can be. But like you were saying, they passed out from their own carbon monoxide and ran off the road and flipped the vehicle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing okay, doing okay. How are y'all doing out there?
Oh, well, we're alive.
We're alive. Lovely, man.
We're just shooting the shit. Just kidding.
Who we got on tonight? Who's this young lady?
This is Miss Auger. You remember we had her on the show last year. She was helping me run the show for a while, and we did a rally together up in Santa Fe. And she's running actually for a seat up here in Bernalillo. In New Mexico and everything, so we're getting everybody some details on what she's doing and running for.
It's a House of Representatives seat for District 23, state level. But, you know, I decided to throw my hat in the seat since we can't change it. We can't change the laws or change anything. Yep.
So, But anyway, hey, Virgil, looks like you were right, man. We had two mass shootings today. What do you think of that one? You called that.
Oh, yeah. You know, everything's getting back to normal again, you know. You know, we've had the most famous coronavirus death today was a butler that worked in the White House. He'd been working there for, he served under 11 presidents.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was 91 years old, but his death was caused by coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Isn't that special that that's what they're doing with every death? I had a family that actually reached out to me and said that they had, their grandfather passed away, and he was tested for coronavirus. So the first test said he was positive, and they didn't want to retest him. And they said, we want to retest because we know that, you know, he had no symptoms. So how are you saying that this is coronavirus? And they're like, oh, he was asymptomatic, whatever. So they retested him, like, you know, to make sure he had it, and he didn't have it. So they're even getting false positives. And then they're going, and this poor man was already like 90-some years old, and he ended up passing away. You know, he was on, you know, he was ready to exit, and he just, you know, it just so happened that the family did question the testing.
But
if they wouldn't have, how many people have been, you know, put down as coronavirus, you know, positives or not?
If you are exposed to strep throat, the common cold, stomach virus, and allergies, or anything else, that test reacts.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Even if you've had a vaccine for the flu, did you know that? It'll show up as COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a drug test. It's just like a drug test where a person who has never touched drugs in their life, all of a sudden they pop hot for heroin, for opium, okay? And it's because they ate a dish or a food or a hamburger or something with poppy seeds on it. Poppy seeds will cause a reaction to your drug test.
Right.
Not many people know that. That's why people that are placed under probation and parole, they tell them they cannot eat anything that contains poppy seeds in it because it will react to drug test. It will turn a positive. Yes.
Right. You're absolutely right. So,
but
I don't know. It's going crazy, though, because they're using these false positive tests, and they're really stretching this virus out. You know, they're just basically, you know, we're not seeing a curb like they're saying. We need to see the curb or flatten the curb, whatever they say.
I hate to say this, the curb.
Well, today was the first day. Today was the first. Today was the first day that we didn't have any deaths from coronavirus in Louisiana. Bill Edwards didn't get it. Wow.
Really?
All of a sudden, everything's over. Yeah. Well,
we're getting mass shootings because we want to take our guns.
Now, yeah. Yep. Yeah, but that was, you know, I'm not trying to insinuate anything, but that was a Latino in Arizona, so that's not going to get much press. I guarantee you he is not a Trump supporter.
Well, they said that on the news that it was coronavirus related because he was in lockdown for so long that he went berserk. That's what they were saying.
Well, you know, the thing that they're not talking about, and this is what I brought up on the last interview I had, is the fact that this coronavirus, you know, is the least of our worries. If you think about what the true addictions are, is alcohol, is drug abuse. And not only that, depression. People are being put in isolation and not given the essential, you know, before this all happens. And they're ending up either you know, hanging themselves in their own homes or overdosing or those, all those deaths, are they counting those as coronavirus 19? Because
I can relate.
In actuality,
I can relate to that. Yeah, I can relate to that because my son and my stepdaughter is going through that now because they can't do their counseling and everything, and that's driving them nuts.
Exactly, and all they're doing is staying home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a quick serious question. I got one quick serious question, everybody, and then we can get back to the serious pandemic stuff, all right?
All right.
I've ordered me a brand new Fender Deluxe Tele Pro Telecaster. Got the got the double Schaubucker humbuckers on it, Floyd Rose tremolo set up. And I can't decide on a color. So these are the three choices I've narrowed it down to. Tobacco burst, cherry, or natural. What are y'all's votes?
I'm going with the cherry.
I like cherry.
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 Well, I guess cherry it is then. All right, thank you, guys. Okay, now we can talk about how great it is that Americans advanced so much that no one no longer dies of natural causes.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for this pandemic, everyone would live forever.
I can honestly say, I can say this, and Audrey backed me up on this, when New Mexico became a dry state because they have not had not one DWI.
Or they're putting them out as COVID-19. Those are four of our 200 and some cases.
Yep.
You know, the thing I was going to want to bring up is the fact that, I don't know if you guys heard, in New Mexico, and I'm not sure if this is the same as with your guys' states, but in New Mexico, she sent out, there was like regulations for this openings of the restaurants because she's allowing them to open up to 25%. But in order to go to 50%, she wants everybody to, when you go into a restaurant, basically to sign in your email, your phone number, and personal information so they can track you. It's part of this big tracking, I forgot what they call it.
That's illegal.
Yeah, well,
that's actually,
the way
that's actually
wanting,
illegal. You can refuse to do that. So...
Well, that's what she's doing, and it was part of the restaurant regulation to come back to be able to open. So a lot of these people, you know, they've been hurting because the restaurants have been closed for so long. How many is it, 3 months already?
Yeah.
Many of them
are
closed forever.
They'll hurt more because of this new restriction. They're going to be doing this to churches, too, like the other states do.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, Joe. You might want to mute me. I'm fixing to step outside the hotel to smoke a cigarette, and it's going to be loud.
Okie dokie, I'll mute you now. But, all right, looks like I was reading up on that, and that's actually illegal because it hasn't passed into any legislation or any law.
Well, did you see where they're restricting the churches from singing? You know, they allowed 25% now, but they're not allowing them to, well, according to her regulations or whatever you want to call them, you're not allowed to sing in church. And it's like now she's telling people how to worship. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, this lady has no boundaries. It's ridiculous. And, I went to a meeting today, actually, with the church.
But, they allow the Muslims to do it.
Ooh. Yep, exactly. Well, we had a meeting with the pastor from Legacy Church pastors today. It was crazy to see all these people. It was so nice. It was actually not crazy. It was actually a blessing to see all these people come in, to basically come together and gather and talk about the issue about what this governor is doing. And we had business owners. We had pastors from different parishes. And it was non-denominal. You know, there was different people from everything. And everybody stood up and agreed to just open up. So you're going to see a bunch of churches opening up, people going to church, because people are going. They're going to go to church.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, you know what? We have power.
Bring your heart out.
Yeah.
Well, what I am telling everybody to do, you know, if you want to go to church, that's your constitutional right to go to church. Okay?
Right.
Your constitutional right. Okay? Now, if you want to get a congregation of 100 people in your church, that's their business. All
right? Right.
But the government's going to mess with you. Here's the remedy for that. Everybody shows up packing guns, and I guarantee you, they are not going to play World War II in the church with a bunch of Christians. They're not going to do it. They're going to back down. They're going to back
right.
down.
So I agree. You know, I think we need to do it in force because these people, you know, they're restricting our rights, number one. But when it starts hitting to the fact that they're, you know, our constitutional freedoms are specific to assembly at churches. And, you know, maybe the businesses are upset, but, you know, the main thing is churches. We have the right to assemble.
It's not that. What enforces this is Milligan ex parte, the United States Supreme Court, 1866. Do you know of that case?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yes.
Okay.
There's another one.
Just for everybody.
Just
for everybody's information, that was the case that challenged President Lincoln's suspension of habeas corpus during the Civil War. The Supreme Court ruled that that was unconstitutional. Your constitutional rights are your constitutional rights, whether there's an emergency or not. And that book, and that is still on the books. And if they say, well, oh, that was 1866, they always want to pull these dates out. That was 1866. Okay. Well, the Emancipation Proclamation was what, 1861? I mean, what, if we're not going to recognize 1866, well, we shouldn't recognize 1861. We should turn all black people back into cotton pickers.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Brown versus Board of Education. Brown versus Board of Education, 1950s. Okay, are we going to ignore that? Are we going to go back to segregating the public school system and public buildings?
Right.
You know, the Supreme Court, they're in power to interpret the laws. And until they overturn their ruling, that law is the law of the land. So people,
absolutely, and it's hard to do that. They have only. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you want to move around, if you want to go to church, fine. Get together with the congregation. Go there with your shotguns. Go there with your Winchesters. Go there with your six shooters, and say your hallelujahs. And I goddamn guarantee you, the cops are not going to mess with you. They're not going to hold World War II in a parking lot of a church with a bunch of parishioners. They're not going to do it.
Well, actually,
and you don't have to
today.
Sign. And you don't have to sign a damn thing. They come up to you with a citation. You don't have to sign a damn thing.
Yep.
Nothing.
You know, that's what my church at True Light does here in Las Vegas. They have to still carry inside the church. So. You feel protected in there, you know.
Constitutionally, you can still carry. You know, it's a great thing, but you don't need a permit to conceal carry. Did you know that? And especially in the state of New Mexico, we don't.
I did not know that.
Gives us that. Yeah, our constitution protects us. We can conceal carry without a permit. We don't need a permit in New Mexico. And I know that's in the Constitution of New Mexico. It states it point blank. I'll have to send you a copy of it, but it states it there. You will not have to have a permit to carry.
Right.
Or to hold a firearm.
The point is, actually, any license, gun law, special tax number you have to have for suppressors or anything like that. All that, any gun law passed since 1906 is an illegal and unconstitutional gun law.
Absolutely.
Because the Dick Act of 1906 cleared all that up once and for all. But
yep. People don't bring that up.
Nobody pays attention to the Constitution, especially mm-hmm. the Senate and the Congress. Oh, my God. You know?
Yep.
So
they trample on it all the time.
Yep. So one of the things, too, I wanted to ask Audrey is that are you gonna undo a lot of things that was done, and are you going to show the people the Constitution?
People went nuts over Obamacare. The government can't force you to buy insurance, yada, yada, like that. And that was 100%.
I never did.
So why isn't anybody raising hell about being forced to buy auto insurance?
Right.
Exactly.
That's just as unconstitutional as Obamacare was.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing about it, another thing that you know, when I do, if I win my election, I definitely want to look at our Social Security and our taxation of that Social Security, because I don't believe that seniors need to be taxed on their Social Security. That money was already paid. You know, they already put in that system. There were wages that were already taxed.
Oh, believe me, Audrey, I'm on Social Security.
I would like to send that out of there, because that's double taxation.
You are 100% right. You know, and I don't know if this is an accurate number or not, Audrey, but Congress just poo-pooed a raise for Social Security, right? But during this whole pandemic, quotation mark, they gave everybody, you know, $1,200. You had kids, you got more than that, yada, yada, like that and stuff. And then the unemployment, they gave everybody an extra $600 a month, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But they didn't do shit for the people living on Social Security. And I don't know if this is true. Somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. But I read that the average Social Security check for somebody who paid into Social Security all their friggin' work life was only like $1,060-something a month. Is that
some
true?
It depends where you live.
The average here in New Mexico is like $1,250, I think, or $1,200 a month, which is nothing, because it never rises with inflation. And then, again, you're taking out Medicaid and Medicare out of your check, as well as being taxed on it through the federal and state governments. And, you know, the biggest fear, I think, for the elderly, especially in New Mexico, is the fact that, you know, they're at the age of retirement. Their income isn't going to go up anymore. They're on a fixed income. Everything else around them is getting hiked up, because it is going to get hiked up because of this. All these bailouts, who's going to pay for it? You know, who's going to pay for it? We're already living basically
poverty. Well, here's the scam. Here's the scam here, right here, okay? You pay, all right, until you retire at 70 years old, okay? 65, 70 years old. Okay, so if you were working since you were 17, 18 years old, up to that point, okay, and you start getting your checks. Well, if you die at 75, you know, under normal circumstances, if you had a bank account, property, and this, that, and the other, it's will to your family. It's awarded to your to the survivors of your family. Social Security is not. The government keeps that money.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they have the right to have your money? You know what I mean? That's my whole point, is the fact that, you know, you're forced to that for that money to come out of your check as an employee deduction.
Well,
you were forced. You didn't have a say, you know.
Well, let me tell you the way it works for a truck driver. If you are an owner operator like me, You see, usually an employee of a company, the company pays half of your Social Security, you pay the other half. Okay, me as an owner-operator, I have to pay 100% of my Social Security. You see, on top of all types of other ridiculous taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just the license plate for my truck, for my Mack truck, just the license plate is $1,200. Okay.
Wow.
Then I have to file for what's called a 2280 highway use tax form, which is $550. Then I have to get the international interstate federal tax assessment stickers on my truck, which aren't but about $4 each. But I have to pay taxes in the states that I don't buy any fuel in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, at the end of the year, corporate income taxes. And workers' comp,
really,
which is based on the workers' comp, which is based on what you earn per month. You see, some of these guys, with these trucks that have these really good gigs going, they can earn anywhere from $12,000 to $17,000 a month. Well, guess what? 30% of that, 10% of that has to be paid to workers' comp every month. It's based on what you earn with that truck. And get this, here's the real cherry on the cake. If you're the owner-operator and you don't have any other drivers and you are your own employer, if you get hurt, you can't use that workers' comp. It's made for employers, not for the owners of the company, not for the proprietors. You see, it,
so
but you still have to have it in some states.
Yep.
Yes. So you want to talk about taxation? Talk to us truck drivers. We get it from both ends every year.
Yep.
Well, you know, I think the truck drivers have really been had a very unfair shake, even with this coronavirus, where they were being. Did you see where our governor? I don't know if your governor over there was wanting to take temperatures of all the drivers that were coming through when you guys already get checked. You know,
we have to do that in every plant we go in. The security guards, they take your temperature and they make you sign a piece of paper saying you haven't been in any areas of exposure and all of this here before you can get your load.
I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, like I said, they're putting pressure on people, and if I was a truck driver, I would go somewhere else if I have to go to a state that's mandating something like that. That's already something that we already do.
That part is all the states are mandating it now. You know.
Well, you see, it's called. Well, you see, you can't go anywhere because everything concerning a truck, unless it has what's called a B plate on it, which is just a rural plate, you can't go out of state with it. But if you have an apportion tag, which is a P plate on your truck, you fall under what's called federal motor carrier safety regulations. And, buddy, let me tell you what. Try to read that book cover to cover. You think Obamacare or something, try to read that book cover to cover.
So,
I can imagine.
Right. Well, this governor, I tell you, man, she's really sticking it to us in any way she possibly can. And it's like I hope somebody there's got to be somebody who can stop her, you know, and everything. Hopefully that happens pretty soon. But I don't think we can survive any much longer.
She's got a lawsuit from the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. She's got a lawsuit from the legislatures, the Republican legislatures, and Jim Townsend, who's the House Speaker. And she's got the businesses now with the churches that are another lawsuit. So all these lawsuits are really – you know, they're out there. I don't know where they're going to go and if there's anything going to come out of them.
What scares me about that, Audrey, is Hector Balderas. You know how he is.
Oh, yeah. Him and the Secretary of State, both of them are all in bed with each other. you know, mm-hmm. all of our corrupt leader. Well, I don't call them leaders because they're not leaders, but representatives.
Mm-hmm.
They're all part of the same ball, you know, balling, and
yep.
they're doing this. They're basically
all
keeping each other out of jail.
All we gotta do is load them all out and get you guys in there. I know there's some good representatives. We got you. We got Karen Bodini on, who I'm gonna have on the show. And then we got Diamond.
And we're fighters. You know, we're not afraid to speak what is true and what is really happening. And
right.
you know, we're gonna call it like it is. And a lot of these politicians, you know, that even the one that I'm running against, you know, in the primary. He's very careful.
Yeah.
You don't even hear what he's even really, you know, he's kind of with the same political correct.
Now, Brett,
no. And
well, I said this on several past shows during all of this. If Congress mm-hmm. and the Senate and even the President wanted to serve and do what's good for the American people during all of this, kung flu.
Whatever.
I'm gonna quote Russell. Kung flu. pandemic. Yeah, the Charlie Chang flu, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Right.
If you want to do something that's gonna benefit and jumpstart everything, really jumpstart it. Okay, first of all,
payroll tax
for 2 years.
Yep.
Eliminate the payroll tax for 2 years. Eliminate personal income tax for 2 years. Eliminate the agriculture tax for 2 years. And I can guarantee you, you will see a jump start in this economy like you would not believe. But they don't want to do it. They don't want to do
No, because they want money for their slush funds. They want money for their pet projects. They just want all that pork, and they're not doing anything with it because, you know, a lot of times they throw tons and tons of money. Like, our education is the last. It's one of the worst in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is it's the biggest funding from our permanent fund. It's like 75% goes to education. And no matter how much money is thrown at the education system, our education is still down. Because why? Because the money doesn't go where it needs to go. It doesn't go in the classroom. It doesn't go to you know, for our
exactly.
teachers.
Exactly. We had the same thing in Louisiana.
Yep.
We had the same thing in Louisiana. These politicians, they pushed and they pushed and they pushed for these poker machines, for this gambling in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, well, it's going to benefit infrastructure. It's going to benefit education. We're going to have top-of-the-line schools. We're not going to have scholarships anymore. They preached the free college education with it.
We're not
going to
have
people,
early childhood development. We've heard that.
What people didn't realize is they didn't read the bill before it went to the House and to the Senate because there was no provision put in there to allocate money for any of this. It was going to go into the state municipal fund because they weren't paying attention.
No,
so that's exactly what happened here in New Mexico. You know, when she created our budget, she had oil, the barrels of oil at $53 per barrel. Well, guess what happened? We had an oil dip and we went down to -37. We were actually selling our oil or giving it away because we didn't have anywhere the value of oil. Now we're paying what, $1.60 or $1.50 in some places?
Yep.
Per gallon for gas, which is awesome for us.
$1.70 now up here in Berlin. So,
her cash cow is gone, right?
Well, she had to buy that expensive airplane she wanted, you know, and that's where that went and everything. But before we go, we got just about 15 minutes before we go off. But before we go, one of the things I really wanted to ask you was, once you get in, are you guys going to audit? Are you going to do some audits and all the offices and everything, see where all this money went?
I absolutely would be totally on board with that. I think we do need an external audit, not internal, because you don't trust these people in there. You know,
the first act that y'all need to do is y'all need to first have a vote of no confidence against the governor, and that will give the incentive and petition for President Trump to remove her from office, which y'all can do. A vote of, a vote of lack of confidence. And a recall takes too much time. It takes petitions, people going door to door. Then you have a limited time. You know, you're on the clock. You have a limited time to confirm all of these as registered voters and citizens of New Mexico. But if the legislature and your Senate has a vote of no confidence and it passes concerning the governor, that gives President Trump the authority to remove her. Period.
That's what we need to do, Arthur.
Yeah, well, we got to win our conservative seat. Like right now, we're outnumbered on both the House and Senate. We would have to win 12 seats in the House of Representatives and 7 seats in the Senate. And I think we can do it. You know, I think people are pissed off enough to vote red, and we can reclaim those seats. And if we do that, all we need is a 2/3 vote. And and that's exactly what he's talking about. And we could actually get her out, you know, legally.
Well, the thing,
and without the,
you know,
137 petition signatures.
You know, I listen to a lot of you guys on the campaign trail. I listen to a lot of you guys on the campaign trail. But one thing that you never ask, what did Obama and the rest of the Democrats ever do to offer incentives to people to better themselves? You know, y'all never ask that question. I ask it on Facebook all the time, and I get called a racist, you know.
Right.
And another thing too, you know, I have never heard a political candidate challenge their opponent to a lie detector test. I've never heard of that. You know, if you are a solid person, and like you say you are, and if you are doing things for the benefit of the people, like you say you are, then hooking yourself to a voice stress analyzer lie detector test, which is 97% accurate, just like what they use on the Maury Povich show. You know, that shouldn't be a problem for you. That shouldn't be a problem for
you. I honestly believe in that. I think, you know what, if you're not in there for the right reasons, you shouldn't be in there. And I think the people in the public
I guarantee you, the New Mexico Department of Investigations, your state police, a lot of your local police agencies, they use this device and they use it religiously. And it's a very helpful tool. You see, the way it works, darling, when a person is telling the truth, their voice gives off FM waves, just like a radio. When they're lying, their voice gives off AM waves. This device, this program, it costs $300,000. This device separates the two. And you take it three times. 2% failure goes to the operator, 1% goes to the program. So you take it three times, and if you take it three times and the results are the same, they're 99.9% accurate.
So, like, I guess my question would be is, what kind of questions would be like a set, you know,
Have you ever taken money from lobbyists? Do you work for George Soros? Are you part of the New World Order?
Are you a communist?
You know,
are you a socialist?
Are you a socialist? You know.
Oh, the governor fell down real quick.
See, we fell to be peeking off the machine.
Ben Ray Newhoffer fell out rear tire.
Every major organization uses this device. The CIA, the DEA, the FBI, the NSA, military intelligence, naval intelligence uses it, and it was developed by the Air Force.
Wait, Virgil.
Right.
You can't say naval intelligence in the same sentence. That's an oxymoron. We don't allow that on the show.
Well, I forgot about that.
They wouldn't even allow us to have, identification for voting. I mean, that's how corrupt these people are. They don't want to have integrity in our voting. They want to be able to go in there and pretty much vote dead people from 10 years back, you know, whoever they want, just so they can keep their seats. And that's voter integrity. It's all about integrity in general. You know, if you don't have the integrity to lead.
If they want mail-in ballots, if they want paper ballots, fine. Go ahead. Add on to the bottom of it, of the paper ballots, a fingerprint card, just like me and Russell has to do for our TWIC card. You know, put your fingerprints on there.
Right.
Yep.
Well, you know, they want to invade our privacy for every other thing. Why don't they do that for the voting integrity?
Yeah.
You know, why not have face recognition when you go vote?
Let's get
they're using that for identifying us in our cars already. They already have the capability.
Well, what did face recognition get for if you're wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah. There you go. It's absolutely, you know, this mask thing is funny because, you know, you see people. I feel like we're in Korea or China. You know, it's crazy. They made us all into bandits. We look like we're in the Old West.
I've been standing my ground. I haven't done anything this governor said to do, so I've been like standing firm, just kind of laughing at everybody, you know.
It's very simple. You don't even have to get the ink on your hands anymore. Russell will tell you if I'm lying. You take your two thumbs, you put them on a scanner. Okay, then you take your four fingers and you put them on a pad, you put them on a scanner, and it scans your fingerprints for the TWIC card, Transportation Workers Identification Credentials, which we all have to have.
Right.
Okay, it's very simple. Yep. You know, you're not going to be wiping ink off your hands and like this like the old days.
Right.
The technology will scan your fingerprints.
I think absolutely voter integrity is another issue that I would love to just be a part of because, to me, I think, number one, term limits. I don't think these people should be in office for 30 years or, you know, even two terms and then they're done. You know, they should vacate
You know where fingerprinting comes from? You see, if they say it's racist or if they say it's this or that, you know where fingerprinting was initialized in the world. What country was it first used in? For thousands of years.
Africa.
China.
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 Well, China already
used it. It was used in conjunction with their signature on documents, on legal documents, like birth certificates, like they do now. The little feet on the birth certificate and all of that.
So,
you know?
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here just for a second. Okay, so do we want the government? That's growing big government. So I'm not for big government at all. I don't want government in my business. I think the least amount of government in my business is the better. So I would think, you know, like anything that's going to get your identification, they can do that with the things that they already require, like your license or your, you know what I'm saying? But
cell phones or stuff like that.
Yeah, any other way, you know, because we're already giving up enough rights already. We've already given them up.
Well, if you got the fingerprint open app on your cell phone, guess what? They already got your fingerprints.
They already have it, yeah. I don't do that I actually put a piece of tape because I don't like them. Because any device that we have, that's our chip. Did you know that? That's already a chip that we have, that we carry with us. You think about it. Where do you take your phone? You take your phone everywhere. And that's how she's going to do the contact tracing that they're pushing. That's how much money they got from the federal government. New Mexico is one of the states that agreed to that. Our governor agreed to that. And it was because she wanted more money from the federal government.
Yep.
So contact tracing is all they're using your cell phones, you know, to track.
Well,
it
doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference to me and Russell. It doesn't make a difference to me and Russell because we were fingerprinted so many times in the Marine Corps. It's unreal.
All the clearances. Oh my God, man!
Well, I heard your little tricks about Audrey.
Well, even the.
Wait, I want to get. Hey,
let Russell finish. Let him tell you about some of this.
I just want to go back just one quick second here to where we were talking about the voting and voter ID and all that. Why don't we just start with something really basic and simple? And I can hear the racist calls coming now. Why don't we just start with something really simple and basic, like ballots in English only? And guess what? If you can't speak or read English, you don't have no business voting in my fucking country anyway.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
You know, the thing is with these the push for the illegal immigration in this country is unreal because of the fact they figured out a way to you know, for all this voter fraud. You know, how many people are illegally voting? They think they have the right, especially in local elections. It's a little harder in general, but in the local elections, there's a lot of voter fraud.
It's not so much as the elections. You go to any place that has MoneyGram or Western Union, you go there every Thursday or every Friday, and you sit there with a pencil and paper and figure out the money that is being sent back to Mexico every month. And it's
And not only Mexico, China, there's about 147 countries that are doing this, that's in our country illegally. And the sad fact about it is they're using someone else's Social Security. So we have a lot of fraud. You know, Social Security is people that, I mean, I have my aunt. She was a victim of Social Security fraud. She had someone was using, she's disabled. She's already in her 70s. Mm-hmm. And someone was using her Social Security to work in California. You know,
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, there was that one, my sister-in-law. Some other person was using hers, and they were all illegals using their Social Security number. And the way they find out is when you go and try to do your taxes, and they've already done the taxes. You know what I mean? And they're not only stealing your money, but they're taking your money in a check. You know, that's something that's, you know, illegal. Everything's so illegal. I don't know. I'm so sick of these illegal.
And IRS backed it up. They backed it up too with the illegals. But hey guys,
Russell, what was your estimate of the money sent from the United States to Central America and Mexico? What was your calculation on that a while back?
It wasn't my calculation. The last number that I heard, and this was just strictly going to Mexico, that about $58 billion a year was being taken out of the U.S. economy, and a large majority of that was Texas, Louisiana, and Mexico. So, those were my numbers, and that was several years back. I'm sure it's much higher than that now. It's a problem, and especially now with everybody we've got out of work, because of this pandemic, and you know what? And I will say this again. I'm Joseph. Y'all heard me say this 100 times on this show. I can fix the illegal immigration problem in a year's time. All right. One, you know, you do what you're doing at the border. You do your deportation stuff, but you pass one simple law. One very simple law that will put the quietus on that so fast it'll make heads spin. If you are a company and you are found to be hiring illegal aliens, all right, yeah, they get deported and stuff, but you, the business owner,
go
to jail for a mandatory 1 year jail time, state jail time, for every violation of the law. So guess what?
What
if you've got if you've got 10 illegals working for you, you can go to jail for 10 years. Boom, mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Adios, bam. You want to see the
and
job?
Stop dangling the carrot.
You
want to
see
the
job
stop.
Dry up for illegal aliens? That shit will cease to exist in about 2 months after a couple of them get thrown in jail. And I guarantee in a year's time,
that's right.
They will all have self-deported because there won't be no work here. And
well,
be
they
no
will force
more money
the employer.
To back to me.
Well, and
take
another
action.
Thing to that, Russell. Another thing to that, Russell. Also add the profit forfeiture, just like they do for the major drug dealers. You forfeit everything that you earn personally. That LLC don't mean shit no more. You forfeit everything that you own.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, we need stringent laws.
Hey,
we need, they need to work within the system to eliminate and also take away the carrot. You know, we're dangling carrots here, by allowing them to come into this country and work under the wire and also letting them have free medical care, free education. Money goes into the education system that goes to them. That's more money that we're spending.
And that
should go, not even on our kids.
But the flip side,
the
flip side of that coin is, okay, another reason they're hiring these is not only because they can pay these slave wages to them, but you can't find anybody that wants to work nowadays.
Right.
You can't find none of these kids
the,
coming out of school that want to work.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it already
I got to go, all right? So, love you guys, man.
All right,
America,
brother. We see you.
Keep your powder dry. Love all you guys, man. This is Gunny out.
All right, brother.
Take care.
We passed the time there, so if you guys want to continue, we can, or we can close the show.
No, I gotta get things together tomorrow. I'm
all right.
Headed out to Iowa over the weekend, so I'm getting things together.
Uh-oh.
It was good talking to you guys, and it was nice to see you guys, hear you guys again.
All right.
Okay,
well,
nice to hear you too.
I'm rooting
great
for you and Karen. And thank you. And we'll come back. We're going to have Karen, hopefully Karen and Dinah on Monday. So if you can get a hold of Karen for me, please do.
Okay, I left her a few messages. I don't have her phone number, but I did leave her messages.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll respond. She's kind of busy. We're
okay.
All in the primaries right now. So
yeah.
It's been crazy. We have so many people that want us on their radio stations and letting them know.
Reservation too, so she doesn't get a chance to
unfortunately. Yep.
But anyway, we'll be back Monday, so you all tune in then. And Audrey, we thank
okay.
you for coming back up here. You know, you're always welcome to come on the show. And
thank you.
So hopefully one of the reporters was listening in. We know, I think John Block, hopefully he was listening in and give you some good reviews on that. So, but anyway, good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Y'all be safe out there.
Okay.
We'll see what happens over the weekend. Bye-bye.
God bless. Be safe. Stay away from the corona. I'm just kidding.
Right.
We'll talk to you guys soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
There's something happening.